Bedtime Bites presents The Wind That Carried the Sunset. Molly loved to sit by her bedroom window and watch the sky change colors as the day came to an end. Every evening, she would perch on her favorite cushion, her stuffed owl, Hootie, tucked under her arm, waiting for the magic to begin. One particularly breezy evening, as Molly settled into her usual spot, she noticed something peculiar. The wind seemed to be whispering, carrying soft melodies through the air. Curious, she opened her window just a crack, and to her amazement, a gentle breeze slipped into her room, bringing with it the faintest shimmer of golden light. "Hello there," the breeze whispered, swirling around Molly's auburn curls. "I'm the wind that carries the sunset. Would you like to join me on an adventure?" Molly's eyes widened with wonder. "Oh yes, please," she exclaimed, hugging Hootie tightly. The wind chuckled softly and lifted Molly and Hootie up, carrying them out the window and into the twilight sky. As they soared higher, Molly gasped at the breathtaking view below. The world looked like a patchwork quilt of greens and browns, with ribbons of blue rivers winding through. "Where are we going?" Molly asked, her voice filled with excitement. "We're going to help the sun go to bed," the wind replied. "It's a big job, and I could use a hand." As they flew westward, Molly noticed the sky beginning to change. Soft pinks and oranges blended with the blue, creating a magnificent canvas. The wind showed her how to gently nudge the colors, spreading them across the sky like butter on warm toast. They passed over sleepy towns and quiet forests, sprinkling stardust as they went. Molly giggled as she watched the twinkling lights appear in their wake, like a trail of magic breadcrumbs. "Look there," the wind whispered, pointing to a distant mountain. "That's where the sun rests each night." As they approached the mountain, Molly saw the giant golden orb of the sun slowly descending. It looked tired after its long day of shining brightly. "What do we do now?" Molly asked, clutching Hootie close. "We sing the sun to sleep," the wind replied softly. "Listen closely, and you'll hear the lullaby of twilight." Molly closed her eyes and listened. At first, she heard nothing but the gentle whoosh of the wind. But then, ever so faintly, she began to hear a sweet melody. It was as if the whole world was humming a bedtime song. Feeling brave, Molly began to hum along. The wind swirled around her encouragingly, and soon she was singing softly, her clear voice joining the chorus of the evening. As they sang, the sun slowly sank behind the mountain, painting the sky with its final, most vibrant colors of the day. Molly watched in awe as deep purples and rich crimsons spread across the horizon. "We did it!" she exclaimed as the last sliver of sun disappeared. "We certainly did," the wind agreed proudly. "And now it's time to take you home, little one." As they flew back, Molly felt a warmth in her heart. She had helped tuck the sun into bed and brought the night to the world. It was a magical feeling. When they reached her window, the wind gently set Molly back on her cushion. "Thank you for your help," it whispered. "Remember, every sunset is a little bit of magic in the world." Molly smiled sleepily, her eyelids growing heavy. "Good night, wind that carries the sunset," she murmured. As she drifted off to sleep, Molly hugged Hootie close, dreaming of golden skies and twinkling stars. And from that night on, whenever she watched the sunset, she would hum the twilight lullaby, knowing she had played a small but important part in bringing the night to the world.